plug in and you ask them what they want.
Do your arms get tired?
No. Your mouth gets tired. It's the strangest. You get tired of talking.
What do you mean?
Been talking for so long. Because you talk constantly for 6 hours. And it's hard.
Keep going on this point.
Well, you get to feel just like a machine because essentially you're on this level of about 7 or 8 phrases that you use.
And like what?
You say, good morning, may I help you? Operator, may I help you? Oh, then it's, what number did you want? Or I have a collect call for you from so-and-so. Will you accept the charge? Something like that.
You said it's pretty hard.
It is because what you're doing is like monotonous work. But for me, it's a great temptation to talk. Like when I'm bored, I make some little comments or something, or I talk with a Southern accent or Puerto Rican accent. You try and make your voice really sexy and just see what kind of reaction.
And you horse around.
Yeah, I do. But if you get caught talking with the customer, that's one mark against you.
Well, because the company says you can't get too personal.
Yeah, you can't. You know, some people, they'll say, operator, I'm lonesome. Will you talk to me?
People do say that? Really?
They say, I'm lonesome. Will you talk to me?
What
and you couldn't. I says, gee, I'm sorry. I really can't. But you can't.
You're doing a great deal of talking, but the talk has nothing to do with actual human communication.
Right. That's very true. It's not really a lonely profession or anything, but it's one where you not a whole lot of communication, even though that is your job.
Sharon, you're quite marvelous, really. Do you see yourself as a telephone operator for the rest of your life?
No. 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 Never. Never.
I did not become a career telephone operator. My name is Sharon Griggins. Back in 1972, I was a telephone operator in Studs Terkel's working. You know, I really remember working there very vividly. And I don't know, maybe that job helped me develop a keener ear for what people need and what people want. I think I became a really good listener. But let's get real. I don't think there's much romance in the work of a telephone operator. I think about some poor person at the end of that line who's sitting in a cubicle somewhere, saying the same things, taking down the same numbers for 8 hours a day. You know, automation is great in today's world, but it's hard to automate everybody's wishes and wants. I mean, we've all had those situations where all you want to do is talk to somebody and all you have is a list of menu options. You know, I still tell my kids, just always pick zero.
Do you feel a machine could replace you one day soon?
Oh, sure.
Hmm?
Sure. It'd have to be some machine, though, because if people knew how funnily they talked, how badly they pronunciate, how hard it is to understand some people, a machine would have a hard time.
Telephone switchboard operator Sharon Griggins, interviewed by Studs Terkel. If you pick up a copy of the book, Sharon appears under the pseudonym Heather Lamb. She's now the director of communications at the Seattle Public Library Foundation. Studs didn't just ask people to describe what they did for a living. He asked them how they felt about it.
It was boring, monotonous work. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It was boring and monotonous to work on an assembly line.
That's Gary Briner. He was 29 when Studs interviewed him at an auto factory in Ohio.
I'm somewhere between Youngstown and Warren, Ohio. It's an industrial area, steel, automobiles. Talking to Gary Briner. Gary Briner is the president of Local 1114, United Auto Workers. No, 1124.
1112.
1112. Well, what sort of plant is this?
It's the General Motors Vega plant in Lordstown.
The most automated plant in the world, isn't it?
Right. It's the fastest line speed in the world. And they've got the most modern equipment, the Unimates. They got 22 in a row, 11 on each side of the line.
Can you describe a Unimate?
Well, it looks like a robot, you know, and it reminds me of a praying mantis. When they took the Unimates on, we were building 60 an hour prior to the Unimates. And when we came back to work with the Unimates, we were building 101 cars per hour.